best way to start your day.
Good morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody. And Larry's on the line. Let's get back to Larry. Larry, you there?
Yeah, hi, guys. I just want to finish up about the, you know, these woke, communist, anti-American enemies of ours. Why don't, you know, since the Republicans aren't starting a movement, why don't we have the awake movement? You know, am I woke? No, I'm awake.
I love it.
I'm watching you. I'll crush you. You want to mess with my country? I'll crush you.
Larry, that's a great idea.
I'm awake.
Right. Isn't it amazing? Woke is like, it's like I was sleeping under a tree like Rip Van Winkle and somebody woke me. Awake is what you want to be. You want to be awake to the greatness of our world, the bounty that the Almighty's given us here, and the blessing we have in the United States of America. I'd like the woke to answer that somehow.
Yeah, let's get the awake people going.
Very good, Larry.
Hey, you know what? Larry, a T-shirt's on the way to you. I'm promising you.
Okay, good. June 10th.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, a dark moment in our history, but let's be truthful about it. The slaves, a lot of them were sold by their chiefs and everything in Africa for trinkets. They were brought over here by foreigners and dumped on our shores. Most people didn't own slaves.
Of course
not. If we're going to celebrate the freedom of slavery, and we should, why don't we also celebrate and mention the 600,000 whites who left their farms and didn't agree with slavery and put their lives on the line were slaughtered.
Of course.
Were slaughtered to free the slaves. And no one ever mentioned the 600,000 white boys and men and women who died to free the slaves.
And
let's talk about that.
And let's also talk, since you mentioned about the slave trade, that was the Dutch that was ahead of that, the slave trade. Right. The Dutch were running those ships.
And the English, too, of course, they carried on.
But what about the turn of the century when they brought white Irish people into this country, sold them on Wall Street? People don't want to tell you that, though. Irish people sold on Wall Street and this country, too.
Every
group of people. I mean, the Christians were fed to the lions in Italy.
Every immigrant group has a story to say.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Lou. Let's go back to the Roman Empire. Those racists, they fed the Christians to the lions.
Yeah, they fed the Christians to the lions.
Well,
right.
Larry, all I can tell you, and I'm glad you're citing history, because history does not do the woke and the intersectionalists, I don't know what you call them, it does not do them any good, because that's why they don't pay attention to history. They generally don't read history books. They are rather interested, prefer listening to the late-night punsters and the other ignorers, trashers of history, because we know, Larry, Lou, that the story of emancipation is largely the work of the Republican Party, the highly imperfect Republican Party, which has seen its share of corruption and stupidity and rank idiocy, and also a little bit of intolerance of all sorts of groups, minorities and otherwise, in its own. But if we want to hear about reparations ever in the future, Larry, I want them to please specify, are we talking here about Republican families that held slaves in the distant past, or was it largely Democrat families? And who should be doing the accounting today? Who's
that
going to be in charge?
Slaves.
Exactly.
That's right.
And we have to fight in 100 years of Jim Crow laws, thanks to a Republican President Dwight Eisenhower, who really ushered in the civil rights era and who deserves more thanks. You'll never get it, however, out of the New York Times or the Washington Post.
All right, Larry, thank you.
This pig that turned her back on the American flag.
I mentioned that earlier. It's disgusting.
Disgusting. You know, I used to give to the Olympics. I won't give to them now. I enjoy the Olympics. I'm a former athlete. I was a swimmer.
Yep.
And also, we have the Second Amendment for a reason, not to deer hunt, to go against corrupt government.
Yep.
And this slob president of ours threatens to nuke us because we own guns.
It's crazy.
It's a twisting.
Imagine if Trump said that. Can you imagine if Trump said that?
It's unbelievable.
It's a perversion of history first, and Larry, let's face it, it's the historically free press that has completely abused its freedom, its privileged status, and we've got to answer them somehow.
They're part of the woke. We are awake, though.
They certainly are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for the phone call. All right, I'm told we got Vince. Vince, you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing,
guys? How you doing, Vince?
Just fine, Vince.
Well, just a couple of things to toss out there. If anybody has any information about how our illustrious city intends on celebrating the 4th of July, I'd like to know it. I haven't seen it anywhere. I'm going to call the city manager's office tomorrow and ask what's planned for the 4th.
Oh, that's a very good idea, Vince. Thank you. That's very important.
There's no fireworks this year? No, Rochelle's doing?
No, we're going to have fireworks on Labor Day, as ridiculous as that is.
Oh, that's crazy.
Now, months ago, I had suggested that they have some sort of a parade or celebration once the COVID thing is down.
Of course.
To be led by our hospital workers, police and others.
Sure, the real heroes.
If somehow it's tied into a celebration for our essential workers, that's fine.
That's a fine concept.
Great idea. I like that.
Yeah, well, we should do that. But another thing, you may have seen...
Can I add something? Vince, can I add something to that? I wish you had included... I wish you were able to include... Of course, it's your list, not mine. But I wish you had wanted to, and I think I know you're thinking, and I wish I wanted to include public school teachers in that list.
Yes,
but I'm afraid they do not belong there in that rank.
Yeah, I had mentioned this on Facebook, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 months ago. But anyway, the thing is this. You may have seen the news report today that the governmental organization, the committee or whatever that helps monitor and make suggestions for the Capitol and all of the museums, they have come out with the most ridiculous statement I've ever seen. Too bad I don't have the quote. It says that the Capitol Rotunda is an example of systemic racism.
I got to hear this.
Because it celebrates white men who were wealthy, and it has nothing to do with other people and not no one else's when I read this, first I thought it was a hoax.
Sounds like a skit.
You got to look this up. I just saw it on the news a few hours ago. It's got to be the stupidest thing I've ever seen. But
unbelievable.
The unfortunate part, gentlemen, and you already know this, is that it used to be, at least in some circles, important to actually be correct and accurate with your information, to have a cogent and understandable argument in a debate of public policy.
Yes.
That's no longer necessary.
Yes.
Now it's propaganda and raw power.
And you're absolutely right. And so, Vince, let me ask you, how did you hear this report? Was this over television or cable or radio?
Yeah, it was on TV. You'll see it if you look around, Channel 5 or something.
Right. And but where's the opinion? And Vince, let me ask you, where's the opinionated talking head who would correct any conservative or Republican or right winger if he said or she said something as stupid as that? But no, there's no correction from their side.
Yeah. No. Well, as I say, right now it's a full court press of disinformation, propaganda.
Exactly. I agree with that.
But
like I said, critical.
School board meeting, July 6th.
Yes,
I hope people sign up and come to speak at 7 o'clock at City Hall at the school board meeting about all of this crap that's going on.
Absolutely.
If people, there's got to be a pushback like the other folks are saying here.
Vince, I think you're right. Let's face it. Never before has the Board of Education been a site of the culture wars, of the outright political wars that the extreme left is waging on the United States of America and the state of New York and the city of New Rochelle, and it's a chance for us to come out and be heard. I'll be there, Vince.
Like I said, critical respect theory, that's what CRT should be.
Well, it's it's the insanity that we're seeing. The Supreme Court just ruled today that a school district, I forget where, violated some child's right because he says, I'm a girl, I want to go into the girl's bathroom in school.
That's crazy.
Now, if that's what you want in your school district.
All right. Thanks, Vince. I'm told there's like three calls I got to get in.
Thanks for the call, Vince.
Thank you for the call. All right, who's next? Chris? Chris, you there? Chris?
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Chris? Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, I got cut off before.
Oh. Yeah. hey, how you doing, Chris?
You got to be careful, Lou, about calling Steve Chris, you know.
I'm not offended. So I'm all
okay,
right.
Okay, would you say you're a grandpa now, Steve?
Yes, I am. Yes,
oh,
I am.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, it's a neat thing. I know you're an experienced one.
Hey, Chris, can you hold on? Because that's the break. We got to go to break, and then it'll be right on after the break, okay? Sorry for the inconvenience before. We'll be right back, everybody. Listen to the Moody Blues.
This is WVOX.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks finished mixed with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching closing records, but the Dow lost ground as shares of Boeing fell. Among the gainers, tech companies, which lifted the tech-heavy NASDAQ to new highs, while energy stocks lagged as oil prices fell. The Dow falling 151 points, the NASDAQ up 140, S&P 500 up 10. And Facebook vaulted into trillion-dollar territory as its shares rallied in late afternoon trading, which helped power the social media giant past the milestone valuation mark. Facebook stock popped after a federal judge dismissed an antitrust case that the Federal Trade Commission had brought against the company, which would have split up the social networking giant. And shares of UK luxury goods group Burberry slumped after its CEO said he would be leaving the company at the end of the year to take the same role at leather goods maker Ferragamo in his native Italy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
You spent a long time tucked in. Tucked into your home. Tucked into your auto-playing streaming box. Not anymore. Now you can untuck. Untuck a road trip. Untuck a Saturday tailgate. Then untuck a Sunday tailgate, too. Untuck a concert and dance like you've never danced before. Untuck whatever you damn well please. And if you want to look good while doing it, untuck with the shirt made for this moment. Untuck it. Shirts designed to be worn untucked. Find your shirt today at untuckit.com.
Making friends in the morning.
You guys are the greatest.
Dennis and Tawny and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody. And the phone number is 914-636-0110. And Chris, you're on the line.
I'm still here, Lou.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, you know, I don't have much time. I'm waiting to go into an Ardon concert.
Oh, lucky you.
Good plug. Yeah, well done.
But anyway.
Hey, Chris, where is it? Chris, where is it?
What?
The concert.
Oh, it's in Pelham, Adam. No, not Pelham. Pelham, New York. You know, in the gazebo
there.
That's
the department there.
Is that on Fifth Avenue?
Yeah, that little gazebo. There's
Fifth
a gazebo
Avenue,
there.
Right, on Fifth Avenue. Fifth
got
Avenue.
A good group there. Just
you want to say hello? You want to say hello? Here he's.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Hey,
Chris, what do you have to say,
coming
Chris?
Over.
And his wife's waiting for him.
They're all waiting for me.
So, Chris, what do you want to get to tonight?
Say hello. Here, say hello.
Hello.
Here's Dennis.
Oh, great.
Uncle Dennis.
Hello.
How you doing, Dennis? Congratulations. I heard you got an award.
Yes,
the best
great,
show.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. I'm proud
great
of you, Dennis.
Show, listening in the car.
Great, thank you. Thank you so much, Dennis. I'm proud of you.
Enjoy
with your award there.
Now I got to listen to this liberal hit with all this fake news.
Who's there, Chris? Who's the liberal?
Right under the bus, you know? Right under the bus, he throws me.
I tell you, Chris is a liberal, but I like Chris. I like Chris.
But anyway, could you imagine if President Trump said that the 2020 election was the worst crime of the century?
Chris, let me ask you something. What do you think about all this street crime?
He did say that over the weekend.
Okay, I didn't hear it. You know what? All they do is report what Trump says. All they do is report what Trump says. How about what the left is not saying? How about what Ocasio and your Congressman Bowman now? Why doesn't Bowman say something about the crime?
An intrusion?
But, Chris, let me ask you something. Why don't the Democrats talk about the crime? Crime is up in every city in the country since Biden assumed the presidency. Why is crime up like this?
Well, I think, we're in a pandemic, okay? We're in a, you know, and we're, a lot of things are going on that historic events in our country, okay? The pandemic, the insurrection, we have a lot of...
That's why crime is up in New York City over 120% because of the unrest in January 6th. That's absurd.
Well, stop looking and trying to defund police departments.
There's a lot of factors.
There's no factors, Chris. The number one factor is
everything. But
yeah, Chris, the number one factor is the disrespect for law and order and the people in blue.
Absolutely.
That's the number one factor.
Why? We got to, you know, why? You heard General Miley, right? What do you think about what he said?
I think he's out of his mind. I think the leader of the military should not be decrying this nation about some imaginary racial crimes. Why doesn't he speak in defense of the country? I don't understand it. What drives this man? Why would he want to be in public service?
That Congressman Gates was trying to tell him that West Point was doing something wrong. Okay.
Well, if they gave him an award, it did.
Teaching the cadets history.
All right, Chris, we got two other calls. I want to try to get him on the side.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for the phone call. Billy, you there?
Billy's here. How are you?
How you doing, Billy?
Hey. Sorry, I'll take you off speaker.
Go ahead.
I'm just listening to you before, and I'm shaking my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, crime is up in New York City. Crime is up all over the place. Gasoline is up. Costs for basic supplies, lumber, plumbing, piping, everything is up. And now we're bombing Iraq and Syria? What the hell is going on?
It's called change the subject, remember?
He's trying to show that he's got juice. He's trying to show that he's got a little muscle. Putin outboxed him, outmatched him, out everything in the summit that they had. He looked like an idiot, so now he's trying to flex a little muscle. That's how I see this.
You agree with that, Steve? Leaving a glass of orange juice out in the sun on a hot August, July day.
Bill, let me ask you, why are many boards of education across the country adopting or talking about critical race theory after better than a year of largely non-in-person education in public schools? Why are they launching into some radical new philosophy instead of addressing the real needs of our kids to get back to classes in person, and it's to be hoped without masks on?
Well, they're saying they want kids to go back to school, but here's the thing. They're making these kids, some of the kids that are taking this shot on the Pfizer. And these kids are having reactions more than the adults are having reactions.
Yes.
Why don't you put the kibosh on this and do some more testing?
I agree. I've read this. Where's the science, Bill? It's follow the science when it's in my favor, right? Follow the crime statistics when it's in my favor. The Democrats just don't want to face reality. And I got to tell you, some of our callers falling prey to the same malady. And I think it's a shame. We have to face reality together. We need to fight crime first and foremost. The federal government exists to protect our borders, and local government, first and foremost, Bill, exists to keep us safe, and then education, then everything else.
Well, we got ransomware out of control in the financial community. Things are really, really out. The house is on fire, guys. The house is on fire.
And they're dividing it even more.
And what do our DAs and our organizations and our nonprofits in the New York area do, Bill, Lou? They take away Rudy Giuliani's law license. This is what they have to do, these bureaucrats. And what else are they doing? Dropping more than 68% of the indictments or informations in the Bronx were dropped following the George Floyd insurrections. Not a bit of talk about it. Haven't heard the New York Times on the subject.
Yeah, well, Hopefully the horizons ahead are a lot more brighter than the current.
Hey, Billy, did you see the Olympics? The girl turned her back on when they went up for medals? That's disgusting.
Well, you know what? Because it's acceptable, right? It's acceptable. And the kids of today have been watching this for the last since Obama's been in office.
Yes.
Have been watching this and saying it's acceptable behavior. If the president can do it and
right.
Congress could do it, well, I can do it. And it's unacceptable.
But these are the same people who want to preach unity. Everybody's got to get along. Everybody's got to get along. They go against their teaching. This is just a smokescreen they're putting up.
It's a new normal, right? Turn your back on our flag, turn your back on our law enforces. It's not a good normal. And again, guys, I'm waiting for the media to do the right thing, Lou. During that Olympic broadcast, I'd like to hear one of the commentators to say something appropriate about that disrespect.
All right, Billy, that's the music. We got to go. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for the phone call. Nikki, great job. Music, I love the Moody Blues. Very good. Steve, congratulations again,
Lou,
Grandpa.
Thanks a lot. And
congratulations,
I gotta
tell Joe and your wife, I say congratulations.
I certainly will, but it's a great show, and I'm glad we could cover everything under the sun. Next week, let's hope we can talk about infrastructure, the great overstuffed budget.
All right. God bless everybody. I'll see everybody next week.
The Moody's again.
I don't know. We're going to be on next week, 4th of July.
If you want.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
See everybody next week. God bless.
Nick, great job on the music.
Great job, Nick.